days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boost, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, get a $250 match bonus. Fastest payouts, only one-time playthrough at BetRivers. Your hometown book, valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Available at Play Sugar House in New Jersey. Not valid in Iowa. Must be 21. FTM at VSiN.com. Be part of the show. We love to hear from you. Emails always come in. And over the weekend, Jeff sent this in. His buddy hit a 12-leg parlay, hockey totals. Incredible what he hit. And he sent the picture and a screenshot, too. And they were, he took the higher odds on every leg. I can't believe it. Did a 12-teamer in hockey with all totals.
Would it pay?
Unbelievable. 400 to 1, I think, if I'm looking at it right.
Oh, this is the one, right? Yeah. It was a 10-cent bet.
Yeah. He goes, whatever, but right.
Sure.
Yeah. Who cares? Look at that. He wakes up. He goes, I had no idea. That's incredible. Or 4,000 to 1. Whatever it is. He also says, I owe him a beer for the Vikings-Bears game. Yep, and he's coming out for the madness. Can't tell you how I'm excited to be back in my favorite city in the world. Obviously going to be a little different in the age of COVID. Excited, nevertheless. Well, I'll tell you right now, you come out here. Looks, other than taking your temperature when you walk into a casino and wearing a mask, everything's back to normal. Everything looks the same to me.
A lot of stuff is open now.
Yes.
You know, we heard last week when we went to California. We showed up on, it was Valentine's Day. It happened to be Valentine's Day when we went, and then the next day was President's Day. We heard all this stuff about California's on total lockdown, can't do anything, nothing's open. The minute that we drove in, we stayed in Huntington Beach, we're like, what happened to that nonsense? What are people talking about? Are they lying to me? It was a total circus in Southern California on Sunday and Monday. Couldn't move. Traffic was unbelievable. It took me 30 minutes to valet at the hotel.
Yeah, that was surprising.
This is an email from Angelo. What he would do if he were king, he would have college football play year-round. Let them figure out the playoffs. So many teams. I'd have nationally televised games, one-day game, one-night game every single day. Okay, it might be a little difficult to do that. And I would say
Friday, Saturday.
Sure you could, though. The spring thing could actually, could it maybe catch on at some point? Why not?
With the FCS?
Yes.
Yes. They're just up against it because no one saw this coming, and none of the games are on television. But I think, yeah, people are dying for football.
What would be the biggest, negative that people would say? Would it be weather in those states? Traveling
in
February,
effect,
March
right.
might be tough?
Yeah.
Or would it be the players who are going to be draft eligible don't want to take the chance because of injury?
Yes. But I don't think, how much do you have to worry? Well, if you're talking about the FCS level, how much do you have to worry about that? There's a lot of guys who get drafted, but it's not.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think those are probably the two biggest things that people might come back and say, hey, I can't really do this. Nigel Seeley's going to join the program coming up next. He has a nice little dog to give out in the soccer world. We'll find out who it is coming up.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Second-ranked Baylor playing for the first time since February the 2nd. They're laying 23 at home with Iowa State. Cyclones have dropped 12 consecutive games. Number 10, West Virginia, 15-6 of the over this season, laying 7.5 at TCU, the total 147 in the hook. The Raptors have won 4 consecutive games. They're a 2-point dog at home against Philadelphia today. Philadelphia has dropped 16 consecutive regular season road games against the Raptors, this game being played in Tampa. Milwaukee, a 10.5-point home favorite against the worst team of the NBA, Minnesota. They are 7-24. VSiN experts are analyzing all the hoops, hockey, tennis, and soccer action every day to help make you a sharper better. Right now, you can get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guide through the College Hoops Finals, for just $50. Invest in your sports betting success today, vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSIN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Back at it, baby. Here we go. The GOAT, Nigel Seeley at Seeley underscore Nigel on Twitter. Phenomenal with tennis. And Mr. Soccer here for us on Follow the Money. Catch the BetCast every Saturday that he's on with the Premier League. And we missed him last week because we were on vacation. But here we go with the Champions League. How you doing first? How you been? It's been a while.
Still in lockdown. Bored. the wife's driving me crazy. just want to get back to normal. Yeah. What I would do to just sit out in a pub garden, have a nice cold beer. What I would do to just go and sit, do the normal things. I'm absolutely drained. I've had enough.
Yeah, all right. Enough. Well, good rant, my friend.
How long, by the way? How much longer do you have?
Oh, Mitch, the 12th of April, we can see someone from another household. I think it's the 20-something of March, we can see one other household, but we've got to be outside. Well, I don't know if you ever, but it's a nice day in London today, but usually it's absolutely torrential rain, and so it'd be nice to see someone outside in the garden and get absolutely drenched. the 12th of April, the pubs are open.
Okay.
But only outside again. You can't go inside the pub. So what a fantastic idea. Let's open the pubs but not serve any alcohol in it. Let's all go and see outside. What a load of rubbish. Anyway, and then the 17th of May is the day that the pubs will open. All the shops are closed. The shops open on the 12th of April. And then apparently the 21st of June is the day that the restrictions are pretty much over. We'll be two meters apart, and so that's the day that the Freedom Day, they call it, the 21st of June, which coincides with my birthday weekend.
All right.
So I think London will run out of Stella in about 2 hours on that day. I'm absolutely and this is the best bit. You're allowed to sports. People can go and watch sporting events on the 17th of May, that weekend. Well, that's the last weekend of the Premier League football season, so No one's going to see nothing. But that's to get the European Championship going. But really, this is the fourth lockdown we've had, and we've pretty much been like this, apart from 2 months, since May last year.
Hang in there, buddy. Say hi to Mike Palm, and we'll see you in June then. So that's something you have to look forward to when you come out here with the pool.
Can't wait.
All right, my friend. So you talked about, you tipped them a while back, Munich to win the Champions League. Co-favorites now with Man City. Another beautiful call by you. City's won 18 in a row. It's ridiculous. It's over in the Premier League. But City plays tomorrow. Bayern Munich first leg against Lazio today. Here at Circa, Bayern Munich minus 850 to advance. Man City, my God, 1,500. Risking 1,500 to win 100 for our new friends out there. If you want to bet it here at Circa or other places. But any leans here with the champions on the two matches today or tomorrow?
I think the games, this set of fixtures, are quite difficult. With my regard to the win the competition, I still think Bayern Munich are the side to beat because they have the history, the defending champions, and Manchester City have always let you down in the latter stages. They've never been able to do what they've had, you know, the capabilities in the domestically on the European stage. They've always found it a little bit too much. But this Man City looks a very different animal. The defensive look very strong. You know, what a final that would be, Bayern Munich against Man City. I'm edging towards Bayern Munich, but I'm not happy about the form they're showing going into this midweek. They've got injury concerns. There's rumours of discontent in the camp. I don't think they're a happy outfit at the moment, Bayern Munich. But saying that, they go to Lazio. They should be enough to beat Lazio. I definitely think they'll prevail over two legs. But the price over here in the UK on Bayern Munich to win this match is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And my advice for you in America is especially the soccer, you usually see the English market, the European market move first, and then you move after us. And I think here that if you're going to bet Bayern Munich to win tonight, don't do it till right at the last minute, because you're going to get a much bigger price. Currently, you just showed a caption there of minus 133. In the UK now, you can bet Bayern Munich at minus 110. We were minus 133 earlier this morning, and now there is a big negative towards Bayern Munich. I know they have some injuries. There could be some team news coming out. But that game there just screams goals to me. I think with Bayern Munich, one thing about Bayern Munich, whoever they play, they're confident they can score 3 or 4 goals. And they're also quite poor defensively this season. They've let in goals. I mean, they've let in City goal, two against Eintracht Frankfurt a weekend in a 2-1 loss. Bielefeld scored three against them, which was a shock. They blamed that to traveling in the World Championship from the Middle East. But I think they'll concede, and Lazio have got goals in them at home. So I think the goal line will be the way to go. But I don't think there's enough value to really put up a high recommended play, because I think the odds reflect that. I think you've got to play very short on money for -2.5. I think if you played the Asian line, 3 with a push, again, you're not really going to get much value. But I do think Bayern Munich Lazio tonight offers goals. And my big advice for you is, if you are taking Bayern Munich, definitely wait closer to time, because I think you'll get a lot bigger price than you are currently.
Okay. Chelsea and Atletico Madrid, the total's 2. Chelsea's conceded 5 goals in their last 11 matches, and you pointed this out last time we talked to you. They're not giving anything up since they hired the new manager.
Yeah, they're a very different side under Thomas Tuchel. He seems a very, very much more strict, much more disciplined manager than Frank Lampard, who was effectively one of the boys, an old former player at Chelsea, and obviously the players respected him. I think Tuchel was much more businesslike. This is an interesting, very interesting betting game, Rich, because I think all three outcomes are going to be very close to being, you know, the favourite. I think you're going to get the similar price for all three. Currently, Chelsea have seen an awful lot of money in the last 24 hours. A start at +175 over here, and Atletico Madrid are 2-1. Now, when you consider that they're the champions of Spain, and Chelsea are struggling to make Champions League positions in the English domestic, you would think that Atletico Madrid would possibly be a bet in this one. My only worry with that is that Spanish sides last week didn't do at all well in the Champions League. If you look at Seville, they got beat very comfortably by Borussia Dortmund, and Barcelona were absolutely smashed by Paris Saint-Germain. So maybe Spanish football is on the decrease, which could be a concern. Real Madrid obviously play Atalanta tomorrow, another tough game. But I wouldn't bet Chelsea. The one bet I would have here is, I think the draw potentially is a good bet. You'll remember this is on a neutral ground. It's because of COVID. This is being played in Romania. So no one has really any advantage. And I think at the biggest price, if you can get 2-1 or bigger on the draw, I would have a small lean on Chelsea Atletico Madrid to be a draw. And I do think 0-0 is a contender here. Atletico Madrid have been a bit more offensive this season than they have in previous years. But when it comes to a one-off Champions League game, in a very tight one like this, Atletico Madrid know exactly how to shut up shop and be very defensive. And Tuchel, as we said, is a very, very more defensive manager. Chelsea's record defensively under him, they've only conceded 2 goals. So I do think that, and I wouldn't go under 2, because a 1-1 draw, you get your money back. And this, just, you know, if you're going to go for under, if you think it's going to be under 2 goals, you've got 0-1. We might as well just go for under a half and go for the 0-0. Because
0-0, yeah.
I think that this could really be quite a boring, cagey match with all to set up for the return leg. But between two very even match sides who defensively are both very strong.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley is our guest. But by the way, one more quick thing on the Prem. And because we haven't talked to you now in a couple of weeks, and Liverpool and their ongoing struggles now. Nigel, they've lost 4 out of 5 in the month of February. Does this eventually, do they change it around? Do they flip it? Or are they going to be, continuing to be a team that we want to bet against?
Well, I mean, I fell into the trap of betting them against Everton. And I look at them and I think everyone's saying defensively without, they don't look the same and they're giving away goals. But I think offensively, the three forwards who are ultimately the best three going forward probably in European football just don't look the same. There's something definitely wrong there. He's lost leaders. You know, he's lost Van Dijk. He's lost Milner. He's now lost Henderson, the captain, out for 6 weeks. There's big problems at Liverpool, and I can't really put my finger on it. I really can't. You know, I've never seen really a team with such high expectation just not performing. They've had some bad luck. They've had some really bad luck with injuries. They've had some really bad luck with some of the chances they've given away. You know, just silly mistakes, and they've capitalised and they've dominated games but haven't scored. The only saving grace for Liverpool is that they have 2 very winnable fixtures coming up. I can't remember. I think one of them is Fulham and the other one's Sheffield United in their next 2 games. Mm-hmm. If they could win those 2 games and get 6 points, and other teams are dropping points, which they are in the Premier League week in and week out, then it looks very much differently. I think they now have a purpose of just to make Champions League football. I do still believe they'll make the top 4 because they'll get players back as the season comes to the business end. You know, I still don't think they're being given a price on what we're seeing. You know, you're saying you want to oppose them. You still got to take very, very low odds on them. You know, in their matches, they're still being priced up as a team, a top two in the Premier League. They're not being priced up as the team currently on their form. So it's a difficult one. Obviously, you know, I need them to finish in the top two.
Sure.
I can't see that happening. But saying that, if they could win three games, the other teams are dropping points, and then it's a very different thing. They're lacking leadership. They're lacking leadership on the pitch, and that's the problem. And they're throwing a lot of things. And you've got to remember, Liverpool. One thing is, last four ago, is that this is the same team that's more or less played week in, week out for 3 years.
Yes.
And they've aged, and they've just run out. They've just run out of legs, I think.
That's a good point. At Sealy _ Nigel on Twitter. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson. Nigel Sealy, our guest, talking soccer. Anything in the lower leagues? Any tips here? League One, League Two. What do you have?
My record in League One, League Two this season has been appalling, Paulie. Like, I've never known anything like it. We can't get a handle on anything. The randomness of the results is just absolutely just crazy. I mean, it's not just me. I speak to many soccer bettors and I speak to many of soccer handicappers. Nobody is winning on League One and League Two this season because of the situation we find ourselves in. But it's, you know, it's difficult. But one game that's taken, well, there's a few games. I've got four bets which I've taken. But one game that's taken my fancy is Bristol Rovers against Wigan. Tonight, 7 o'clock in League One. Bristol Rovers, on the data and the metrics, have been creating chances. They've been scoring a few goals. Their last home match, they played very, very well to beat Portsmouth, a side challenging at the top end of the table. And they play a Wigan side who defensively give away more chances than any team in League One. And Wigan also concede more goals than any other side in League One. They had so many problems off the field with going into administration and all the players leaving and various different problems, but they've got a young team, but they're out of their depth really. And Bristol Rovers just made a change to a new manager, and they brought in Joey Barton, who played for Manchester City. He was at Newcastle, was a very, very hard midfielder who had a decent record as a manager at Fleetwood, just missed out on the playoffs in League One. And he'll come in and he's a sort of iconic figure that the players will respect. And I think they'll get a reaction of him tonight against the poor Wigan side. And I think you can get plus 125. It was plus 130 yesterday. You can still get 125 Bristol Rovers. That price won't, I think it'll start around 110. But I do think just an instant reaction, a new manager will come in, and against a side that gives away a lot of chances. I don't think Bristol Rovers are a side to keep on your side in weeks 3, weeks 4 from now. But I think just in a one-off game with a new manager who's all about bite, spirit, determination, and getting people fired up, I think they'll get a performance tonight. And I think Bristol Rovers will beat Wigan.
All right, lad. Great stuff as always. Good to talk to you again. Good to see you. Good luck this week.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Take care. All the best.
All right. Quick hang up. All right. There you go. The wife's driving me crazy. Oh, man. That's kind of difficult. Well, when can we travel, June? When can we go outside? What do you say, April?
April.
Wow.
Hey, here's an idea. We're going to open it up for you coming up the next month, but it's going to be a torrential downpour. Hey, yeah. That's fun. Good. We can only be outside?
God.
Great. Thanks, guys.
It's Oxford United Day. Now, they had the draw over the weekend.
Yeah.
But still, Oxford United with only one loss since December.
Is he still
like
alive
that.
With that?
Up against it.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
And I think Tranmere got, did they lose to his other? Yeah. Okay. But always fun with League One and League Two. Fun to watch. You ever think 4 years ago you'd be talking League One, League Two soccer? How fun is this? Matt said, though. You cash a 70-1 ticket and golf.
Who cares?
And suddenly you're all in, you're watching every weekend.
A couple years ago, when Nigel first started coming on the show, he would bring up cities or teams or clubs I'd never heard of in my entire life. Right? He would mention them, and I'm like, what? Yep. How do you spell that? I got to try to find that where I can bet it. No clue.
This will be fun.
Remember right away he's throwing teams like Hatafi at us. Now we've got to know Hatafi a little bit about how they are. But it's just, who cares? Cashing tickets is all that matters.
Yeah, okay, Munich over 3, Champions League. Could be a draw. Chelsea, Atletico Madrid, his nil-nil detector's on. And draw +210, as I mentioned earlier, though, you can get crazy, maybe lay $1.80 under 2.5 in that Chelsea match. Again, six of the seven since the new manager came in, two or fewer goals have been scored. And then, the City against Gladbach, forget about it. 118 in a row, don't give up any goals. 1,500 to advance. And at Atlanta takes on Real Madrid, too, on Wednesday. And some blowouts last weekend. That was surprising. A lot of blowouts in the first leg.
It is something looking at the table right now in the Prem and how Liverpool, they're 19 points back of City.
Is it that much?
19.
Oh, wow.
But City, they've opened up a 10-point lead now over Man U and Leicester.
It's unfortunate. We know who's going to win the league, and we know two teams. We know, what is it, West Brom and Sheffield United are going to be relegated. Mm-hmm. Fulham's playing well, though. Fulham's got a shot now. But we pretty much know everything that's going to happen in the Prem. And I saw that announcement, too, yesterday, that the final weekend of the Prem, they're going to be able to, I think 10,000 fans will be allowed in. So we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there. What's normal? What's, I don't know. What normal is regular air travel, and concerts, sporting events.
Sure.
I would say more than 50% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when that's going to be, but we're headed in the right direction.
For the people who have the ability to bet, you know, a team to win to nil, again, something that we can't do out here in Las Vegas, that's, what, 7 goals in 23 games City's allowed? And he's been tipping that basically for, and we see people, you know, viewers and listeners of the show who are betting that kind of stuff all the time. Good for you. You've been cleaning up. Let's follow the money. Up next, some college basketball action tonight. It's the first time Baylor's played in a long, long time. What does this mean with the numbers? Coming up.
OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up-to-the-second info you need, real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats, in-game tracking tools, compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. Visit OddsTrader.com. Thanks to Alexander. You'll love the site. Get up there. And huge, you can compare those bonuses. Excellent job. You'll love it. OddsTrader.com. Lenardi updated bracketology. So we have that.
Does he have Illinois as a one?
I think he's got him a two. I just saw. Well, I got a lot of things. He's got Iowa two seed. There's still a two.
Ah, man, I'm not so sure about
that. I'm rooting for him. I like how they play. But he has him a two.
Are we going to have, what, 4 Big Ten teams as a one or a two seed? If I put the number right now at 1 Big Ten team to make the Final Four, is that the right number? Would you bet it under? One. Would you go over?
Well, give me a half. Give me a half with the juice to the over.
Okay.
Yep.
Because if you make it a half, yeah, no doubt people will bet the over. If you bet, if you put 1.5, the sharp bettors would destroy you on the under.
Last 4 in, Indiana, Xavier, Minnesota, Colorado State. First 4 out, Stanford, UConn, Duke, even with the blowout win last night.
Well, they still have some work
Richmond.
To do.
Yep. Next 4 out, St. Louis, SMU, Utah State, and Georgia Tech. I believe SMU's game was canceled today, too. So postpone, whatever you want to say. So that was that's bad news for them.
That was something last night from Duke. Mm. Coming off the nice win against Virginia. That was a back-and-forth game over the weekend. They covered, Duke did, and they won outright. And then to play like that against Syracuse last night, where they couldn't miss. And as high as 200-1 that I saw last night to win the national title. Now they have to get in. Like I said, a lot of work to do. Have to go on a massive run. They are right now. They won 4 straight. Best win in that mix, certainly the one against Virginia. But if they can make a deep run in the ACC tournament, win it, get in, and they are clearly playing their best basketball of the season now without Jalen Johnson.
Okay, Big Ten. He's got Illinois a 2 seed. He's got Michigan a 1 seed. He has Ohio State a 1 seed. He has Iowa a 2 seed. He has Wisconsin a 5 seed.
Yeah, see,
Wow.
I don't think Wisconsin's very good. I am pretty disappointed in that team this year.
Yeah, they're always a tough out, though.
A ton of seniors.
At least it seems that way.
Yeah. Let me give you this from our buddy Sean Harnish. Good numbers on Baylor and Iowa State for tonight. Baylor's first game back in a long time. He said, be careful betting this team tonight. Baylor against Iowa State, the last time they played. Baylor had their second worst offensive game of the season. Sloppy game. They turned the ball over on 22% of their possessions. Baylor only made 4 threes. By far their worst shooting night of the year. They still scored 76 points. Iowa State has one of the top 3-point defenses. Baylor's three-point shooting in recent years against Iowa State. This year, 4 of 20. Their worst three-point shooting night of the year in 2020 at Iowa State. Worst of the year, they shot 5 of 20. I checked that, 4 of 20. In the other game at home, third worst of the year, they shot 5 of 20. 2019, they shot 34% both games. They still scored 73 in both. He thinks the under 147 is a play tonight. And I did notice that one sports book, they're actually the favorite to win the national title now. They leapfrog Gonzaga, which I was surprised to see. But Gonzaga, again, they have, you know, Steve Mackinnon, who you can get his power ratings in Point Spread Weekly here at VSiN, vsin.com/subscribe. He has Gonzaga power rated number one by, I think, a point and a half ahead of Baylor. And KenPom now has Gonzaga, his highest power rated team. I said this yesterday. Highest power rated team since 2002. And that's all his numbers go back to.
So could this be 3 months? Could we see a stretch of 3 months where Gonzaga's not in a close game, in a competitive game?
Well,
were you worried? Oh, well, here they could lose this? Because it probably won't happen until the second weekend of the tournament.
That's going to be scary. Meaning?
Well, with the new schedule, I know the second. Yeah. Yeah. I'll even say it that way. And if they take on, they should destroy the 8-9 team, the 8-9 winner. They'll be a huge favorite.
How many teams actually tested them in the non-con, though? And they played everybody in the non-conference.
Yeah.
They were blowing out that game against Virginia. That was a 20-point game from the jump. They killed them. They were supposed to play Baylor, but that game got canceled. That stinks. That would have been a good test for these two teams. But you're right. I mean, that happened to the 2015 Kentucky team. One of the best teams of all time, certainly along with 91 UNLV, two of the best teams to never win the title. But they cruised throughout the entire year. They blew out everybody. I think that year they had UCLA down 41-7 at halftime. They allowed 7 points at the half to UCLA. God. And they got to the Final Four and they couldn't get it done.
God. Excellent. NBA up next. And I'll tell you, there was a good article done by David Purdom and Doug Kazarian. These huge prices that are hitting in play with these dogs in the association over the weekend and the opportunities that are out there. Plus, we'll update you on what's going on ATS. And don't forget about first half and first quarter. We got a couple teams in action tonight that have been awful in the first quarter.
For the DraftKings Sportsbook now, get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app, sign up using the promo code VSIN, and get started with the only top-rated sportsbook that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. Again, deposit. The code is VSIN for a bonus up to $1,000. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Paul, one thing about the NBA tonight that I wanted to bring up, the number now I think may be catching up to the Cavaliers. They've dropped 13 straight games against the spread, but you have to lay 7 with the Hawks tonight on the road. And we told, you know, the scores that we ran down yesterday over the stretch with the Cavaliers. So they're getting blown out in every game. It's like 17, 19, 30-point losses. But they were just getting 3 the other night at home to Oklahoma City, and now they're catching 7 against the Hawks?
It's the worst streak in the last 32 seasons, according to ESPN Stats and Info. The 2000-2001 Cavs also had a streak of 13 straight losses against the spread. Imagine that. And some first-half, first-quarter numbers. Atlanta is on a 1-10 ATS run in the first quarter. Slow starters. Milwaukee, they're laying 11.5 for the game, but they're at home against the T-Wolves. See how the T-Wolves respond after the coaching change. Milwaukee's on a 1-9 ATS run in the first quarter. And the Knicks, what a job by Thibodeau. The Knicks, 1.5-point dogs at home to Golden State. The Knicks have covered 9 in a row first half. And what a story this is.
I had them first half the other night against Minnesota. And they blew him out in the first half before it became a game in the second half, and the Knicks eventually prevailed and won the game outright.
Yeah, so you have that first half, first quarter.
What do you think of that number tonight, by the way, for the game, 1.5?
Kerr's supposed to be back, right?
As of right now, yes.
That's surprising, yeah. That's a lot of respect for the Knicks. And a good rundown, too, on ESPN about what has transpired in play with these huge comebacks. In the last week, just in the past week, what do we always say? What does everyone say about the NBA? Everyone goes on a run, right? You watch every post-game press conference. Well, we knew they were going to go on a run. Okay, well, it's better. Why not take advantage of this? I'm not saying every team that's down 20 in the third quarter.
Right.
But if you figure they're going to make a run and say, okay, the run's coming, maybe they cut this down to 7 or 8.
Well, yeah. By the way, you don't have to take them 20-1 every time to win the game outright.
Yeah.
But you can catch a huge number
sure.
in play.
The Nets were down 24 in the third quarter against the Suns, as high as 20-1 on the money line. One better turned 200 into 4,200. The very next night, the Warriors trailed the Heat by 15 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They won in overtime. They were 16-1 in play. One guy got down at 9-1.
That's the game where Curry couldn't do anything. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And then all of a sudden he got hot. And then in overtime, it was just forget about it. He was blistering again. And there you go. Game's over with.
Then on Sunday, the Pelicans were as high as 25-1. Down 24 points in the third quarter against the Celtics. They won the game in overtime. One better got in at 14-1 in New Jersey. Nuts. So you have a team, you have all those great comebacks just in the past less than a week. You have a team that hasn't covered in 13 in a row, and I got the Jazz who are on a 22-1 ATS run.
Well, okay.
And
so,
20 of the last 22 wins have been by double digits.
So what's the best approach then to actually coming out positively speaking, right, long-term winning in play like this? Because when you're watching these teams, and again, I watched that Suns-Nets game. It never occurred to me to hop in on the Nets money line because they were dead. And then all of a sudden they start to cut into the lead, and by the time you go to the bathroom and come back, it's too late because the numbers are gone. The Pelicans were lost against the Celtics. They looked lousy on Sunday for the first half of that game. Never once did I think, you know what, I think the Pelicans are going to come back and win this game. And lo and behold, they did. And it happens all the time.
Well, yeah, I would say my point is, how many times when you watch an NBA game do they take that next step? Do they continue to climb and expand the lead? It doesn't happen that often.
Where
it goes from 18 to and it stays there.
Yeah.
It seems like a team's always going to make a run, unless you talk about the Jazz. Right? It seems the teams are going to make that run and close that gap at some point. As Jimmy Vaccaro's line is, the game always comes back to the number. But these are huge tickets that are coming in.
Sure.
20, that's three. That's a 16, a 25-1, and a 20-1 in the last few days.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, that Nets game, no Kyrie, no Durant.
Yeah.
So,
but that's their only loss during this 9-1 run here for the last 10 for the Suns.
That's another guy. By the way, we're going to talk to Jonathan Von Tobel coming up in about a half an hour here on the program, our NBA senior analyst. Why does Harden have no chance to win the MVP? And I think Jonathan's going to have great numbers. They've been without Kyrie. They've been without KD. They have not been without Harden yet, and they keep winning all these games. Look at what he has done since he came over from Houston and their offensive efficiency numbers. With him on the court, I think their positive net rating is +8. Without him, it's still +3.9, but it takes a dip. So he's had a massive influence on this team's success. And I don't think, again, I said it yesterday, you can find 50. Hell, you can find 75-1 on Harden to win the MVP. I just think that number's going to disappear in the next couple of days.
A good question for him. The other thing is who gets most of the credit for what happens? You know, if Durant continues to miss games. They continue to win, though. But who gets all the credit? You might have something there. But the guy I'm more focused on is Mitchell because I think they're going to have the best record in the league. Back to back for Dallas, Boston's laying 224 the total. Back to back for Portland, eviscerated last night in Phoenix. Denver's laying 7. Denver has struggled at home.
There's a move, actually. It's up to 8 now.
Is it okay?
Back-to-back
for the Wizards. You wonder where they're... They had the big win in overtime against the Lakers. Now they got to take on the Clippers. Clippers are 10, open 10 and 235. And then how about this nugget you have on Toronto and Philly? I mean, Philly cannot win on the road against Toronto.
Well, first of all, I have to tip off one of our viewers who sent this over. I think it was Angelo yesterday.
This is astonishing.
Thank you.
Yes.
When the Raptors defeated the Sixers the other night, now I know they're playing in Toronto, in Tampa now, not Toronto this year, obviously. But if you go back in the regular season, it's now 16 consecutive home wins, home, for the Raptors against the Sixers. Doesn't matter if it's Toronto, doesn't matter if it's Tampa Bay, getting the job done. And look, I mean, Nick Nurse is one of the best coaches in the NBA.
He is.
Again, what you said earlier, how they pulled that off a couple of years ago when they had Kawhi was astonishing. And last year again, when they lost him, still an unbelievable story. And they're playing, that number, by the way, was Philly 3 the other night. But now it's, you know, a two-point game with the spread.
Yeah, and the Malinsky special with that Nets game. After the long road trip, they swept the road trip. Now they're back home. Should be a letdown. They're laying 7, but the Kings have lost 7 in a row.
We'll go over some recent trends in the NHL and get you tonight's betting numbers on the card coming up next. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards at your fingertips. Download the PointsBet app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. So, are you ready? Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Before we get into the NHL, a good tweet here from buddy of the show, pal of the show, Sean Harnish. We're talking about betting NBA in play with all of these teams coming back from down, you know, massive amounts in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, if you go back to last week. And I was watching, I think I watched all three games that we talked about. I watched the entire Suns-Nets game. I watched the Heat-Warriors game. And I watched the Pelicans against the Celtics. Two out of the three, as I'm watching, I'm telling myself, they're dead. They have no chance to come back and win. The Warriors game, I thought, okay, they can actually, with Curry, they can maybe get hot here and catch something against the Heat and come back and win. They did. Didn't bet it. I didn't bet any of the games. But this is from Sean Harnish, who says, talk about an NBA in-play dream. The Nets, they've won 41% of first quarters, but 65% of second quarters. In-play dream for first-half bets after the first quarter for those who can actually still bet in-play to win the first half.
Mm.
The Cavaliers have won 80% of the games when leading at halftime. When trailing at halftime, the Cavs have won 8% of the games. That's it. And the Timberwolves have lost 86% of games when leading at the half. How bad is that? When they have a lead at halftime, and what are they again? They have 7 wins on the year? Oh, total train wreck again in Minnesota.
Oh, God. What's happened to that organization? Yeah. Disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, too, you mentioned this, that tweet you had yesterday that we put up. You have the Nets with the best offensive efficiency ever, the Clippers, who are number 2, but one of the best all time.
Yeah.
You also have the Jazz and what they did in the fourth quarter last night. And then you see how bad some teams are defensively. And what New Orleans is not doing defensively, Portland, Sacramento last. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a 22-1 ATS run with Utah. You got another team who hasn't covered 13 in a row. They're last in offensive efficiency,
mm-hmm.
The Cavs. But it's been a fun month here and a fun season.
And again, for those who missed it last night, it was a West Coast game. If you're waking up early right now, the Jazz were trailing the Hornets for a lot of that game last night. They came back, they outscored them in the third quarter to take a 1-point lead into the fourth quarter. The Jazz hit their first 7 threes in the fourth quarter. they hit 11 overall. And they won the fourth quarter 41-20 in a tight game the entire way.
I can't believe an 18-1-1 stretch has happened. And it was the 07-08 Pistons of all people,
well, that
according to Joe Osborne.
And that Hawks run was right there with them, too.
Was it that kind of range?
They were covering all those games. But, again, this year, and they're the best team right now. They have a 3.5-game lead. And we said this earlier. If you can find which team's going to get the number one seed in these conferences, take a look at the Jazz. Again, these books fall asleep once in a while. They have a 3.5-game lead over the Lakers and the Clippers right now for the number one seed in the West. And this is not going away. This is, what are we at, a 30-game sample size now on the season? What do you think about Quinn to win Coach of the Year?
Sure.
He was 3-1 before we took vacation. So nothing great like 10-1, but he's absolutely going to have to get a ton of votes. At this rate?
Okay, so the Knicks have to make the play. Do the Knicks have to make the playoffs for Tibbs to get it?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
But that would certainly help.
The Knicks are in the playoffs right now. You have to look at Chicago, too, but... Oh, that's a tough call. Because the Knicks are still under 500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be Tibbs, and then I'd go Snyder.
I would probably...
Because they were still a playoff team. But they're taking the next step and going to the next level. But if what Tibbs has done with the Knicks, if they make the playoffs, shut it down.
Well, I'm just mad that I missed the 80-1 on him.
Can he still get it if they finish close to 500 but miss out on the 8 seed? I don't know.
That's where you got to read the voters.
Yeah.
You got to get inside the mind of a voter and how they're going to look at that. Kind of like with the MVP.
Mm. Again, something else we don't have out here. We have to do a better job in Nevada. I thought Matt was excellent, too, complaining about just making an observation about the golf as well. So I see Teddy Bridgewater likely done in Carolina. You know, I guess the writing was on the wall when they wanted to get Stafford and offer the number 8 pick. And then, you know, Field, Yates, and other people are saying, look for Carolina, Peter King, that Carolina is going to do whatever they can, number one, to get Watson, or number two, to go into the top 5, whether they trade with the Jets or they trade with Miami to take a quarterback. That Carolina is going to move on from Bridgewater. And there was the report that he's unfollowed the team on social media accounts. And then this report that they're going to move on from Bridgewater. But that Carolina's going to do everything they can. And they're going to be aggressive to get a quarterback.
Okay, what do you think of that report that came out? The Panthers were going to offer McCaffrey and 3 first-round picks for Watson. Bunk? Because if that's the actual offer, if I'm the Texans and that came through, you're not going to get a better offer than that. What, the 8 pick this year? McCaffrey, 2 other first-round picks.
Well, Peter King.
Can you top that?
Yeah, Peter King wrote about it. It'd have to be Bridgewater, McCaffrey, 2 number ones, a couple other picks.
So
at some point, it's like, okay, I know the guy's a top 5 quarterback, but what are we doing here?
How about if you're the 49ers and you picked up the phone today and you said, okay, you can have Jimmy G, you can have Nick Bosa, you can have our first-round pick this year, and a first-round pick next year?
No, that's getting crazy.
Or is that too much?
All that, yes, that's too much.
Okay, but you start there. Is that fair? You can have Jimmy G, Nick Bosa, in our first-round pick.
Why Bosa? I like Peter King's deal better. How about Garoppolo, Warner, couple picks, and McGlinchey, I think he had.
Oh, that's a lot, though.
Warner's
really good. And I think Bosa would be more attractive to them.
Okay.
Because they're losing J.J. Watt.
Well, so Teddy going to be out. This Adam Schefter number, prop at 18, looks pretty good. Over 18 with the different quarterbacks. We had the Wentz trade. We had the Stafford deal. Bridgewater's going to be out. How about Mariota to New England? What do you think of that move? Cam will be out. What's New England going to do?
Can he play?
Could be Mariota. I think he's fine.
Can he be okay?
I think that's a good fit in New England.
We had one game, basically, to go on from last year.
Yeah. The problem is, what do you do with the skill position receivers, skill position players?
There
isn't much there.
Huge question, yeah.
And are they swing and miss in the draft every year with these guys?
I liked what Lombardi said about Matt Jones yesterday. Does not have the body of a quarterback. He's like, he looks exactly like Tom Brady when he went 199th overall. This guy's going to be a top 15 pick in the NFL.
He'll go first round. I think Trask will, too. I think they will.
Well, that was another discussion that Humans and Vinny had yesterday. If they had to put a prop up right now on quarterbacks in the first round, what would he make it? And I think Vinny said he would have to make it a flat 5. Because you make it 4.5 with juice, you're going to get pounded to the over, and you're probably going to get 5 in the first round. But do you actually get Trask in the first round? That's the question. I think you got to be more creative this year and go, how many quarterbacks in the top 10? How many quarterbacks in the top 15?
Yeah, that's why I love this stuff. The kid who wins the national title and is the star at Alabama might go, may go in the first round. And the kid who played one game at North Dakota State could go top five.
Mm-hmm.
And ahead of Fields. And a lot of mocks. They have him ahead of Fields. Think about that with Trey Lance.
Do you think Matt Ryan's going to be somewhere else next year?
Now, everything blank saying, it looks like he's going to stay in Atlanta. Now, they're probably going to take a quarterback, but he'll still maybe one more year.
I think you have to take a quarterback.
They go Fields at four, and then he'll be the starter in a couple of years.
I think that's got to be the move. Because the last thing that you want to do if you're Atlanta.
I would love to see a prop where we go first four picks quarterbacks. I would love to see that.
Great prop. It's a great idea.
There's a good chance that happens.
Here's what
if you think Carolina is going to trade, and I think they will, that they'll trade either with the Jets or Miami.
Miami.
Then I think, especially if it's Miami. Then I think you could see it will go, as McShay had in his mock. I think you will see then Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, and Fields.
If Miami bails on number three, we're going to get four quarterbacks in a row.
Then you'll see a run on wide receivers after that.
Yeah. And by the way, Devontae Smith is plus 175, I believe, to be the first wide receiver taken. I've seen mocks of him going ahead of Chase. So what I was going to say about the Falcons, the last thing you want to happen is pass on a quarterback this year at number four, then actually have success next year and go like 7-9 or 8-8, and then be out of the mix for a quarterback in the next year's draft, or say, well, let's run it back with Matt Ryan the following season.
Well, I think they're going to run it back, too, because NFL Network's been showing all these Tampa Bay games, and I watched the Week 17 game again on vacation when they played. Tampa went 0-7 games decided by one touchdown or fewer. One-score games, excuse
me,
0-7. It's like a record. We're worst all time. Every close game they lost and found a way to blow it.
By the way, to go back and pay off the tease here for a second, with the hockey card coming up tonight, some of the recent betting numbers that we have or recent trends between these, in the games tonight, Canadians playing at the Senators.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal just lost to this team as a big favorite on Tuesday night. Check that, the other night. Tonight's Tuesday. They are playing again tonight. They are trying to avoid their first three-game losing streak on the season. The Canadians are under 6-1 last seven games for Montreal and under 7 straight in this series between these two teams. In the Pittsburgh-Washington game, Pittsburgh has won 3 out of 4 against the Capitals this year and 6 out of 9. But I'll tell you, the advanced numbers, the Capitals have way better numbers with expected goals for power play than the Penguins. And in the Blackhawks and the Blue Jackets, 2-2 so far this year. Chicago had won 6 of 7 before losing to Carolina in their most recent game. And it's a 6-card schedule tonight, or 6-game schedule.
It feels like a trap. Why is Edmonton so cheap? They've won 6 of 7. Vancouver's lost 9 of 11. That doesn't make any sense, so be careful there. And Washington, 15-2 to the over in the second period this year. 16-1 run.
15-2.
16-1 to run at home. Home games. In the second period.
Our senior NBA analyst, Jonathan Von Tobel, is going to join the program in about 10 minutes. We'll go over today's betting numbers with him at that point. Also run that James Harden idea to win the MVP past him. And up next, the newest craze. Sports betting, card collecting, Bitcoin. What is it?